Hey Joel, before the two games in Toronto, you said that you didn't know what to expect in your team throughout the series because of all the guys. Two games, the same lineup. How do you feel the team did?
We got better. I didn't think yesterday was great. I thought there was a lot of good things yesterday, but I thought today we got a little better in some of the area. We challenged the guy, which is fun. I thought our first period was dynamite in a lot of ways. I thought we managed the puck extremely well. We really, played a really good first period. And the second period wasn't that bad. We just got loose on a couple of plays and it cost us. And then we're 2-2. But I thought the guys reset it really well in the third period. Between, period, we talk about staying poised and calm and handling that situation that we were going to get our chance. We just need to, be in the zone. And the two goals, to be honest, it's kind of what we told the guy, playing low to high, bring puck to the net, overwhelm that net. And we got a couple of goals like that. So I thought the guy executed the plan really well in the third. So I felt we progressed through those six periods this weekend.
Thanks.
We'll take two more for Joel. We'll go with Chris and Grant. Chris?
Hi, Joel.
Hey, Chris.
So I just wanted to get your thoughts. So Cole Caulfield, it seemed like he was more watched closely from Toronto today compared to yesterday. How do you feel that Cole adjust sorry played in his second game?
I thought his line did really well. They got some scoring chances. Didn't go in as much as the scoring chances they got, I thought. But Wheel and Veyer and Cole had a good game. They're gonna be checking him for sure. Like they know what's going on. They know who he is. And he's used to it. It's probably the same thing that happened in college. But he always seems to find a way to give himself a chance to get scoring chances. His transition from defense to offense is really quick. He's got his anticipation to feel pocket and to know where he should be. We did some video this morning and a couple of plays today. I was very happy because he executed and it was a positive impact on his shift. So that's fun that he's invested and I could see that he was around the puck a lot and he touched the puck a lot and he was close to getting away a couple of times and it's not going to be perfect every night, but I thought his line did well and him also.
And Legarian didn't play in the third period. Was that a coach's decision or was there an injury?
He's a young guy and two games in two nights. We felt that, the pace was a little high today. Sometimes we need to protect young players, against a few play. And like we talked to him after the game and told him, listen, this guy who's supposed to be in junior this year, he's here, because the OHL obviously is not playing. He's been great. He's worked really hard. He had a good first game. Yesterday was a little bit up and down, and he knows. We talked to him about it, and we said, we're going to put you back in today. He's one of our draft pick, and he's getting evaluated right now. We just felt tonight, at one point, it's a lot of hockey against a team that's very dynamic, and we felt he was a little bit a lot, which happened to all the young guys. He's a junior player, really. So I tip my hat to him. He has a great attitude. He works hard. So we're gonna start again tomorrow with him and when we go back on the ice.
Last one, Grant.
Hey Joel, I know you addressed it somewhat in French. Michael Pezzetta, he really answered the bell today after I hit off field and then score a goal. Maybe give me a little. Little rundown on the impact that he makes on your team.
First of all, he's said it time and time again. He's a special person. He's a hard worker. He's dedicated. The guys love him. He didn't have it easy his first years in the pro. He's always answered the bell when it was, asked. And again, tonight, he knew right away. He knew right away, touch goal. I'm going to go. Because this is the kind of group we have. They're really. You win that amount of game, it's because guys care about each other. They invest in little detail. And we've seen it time and time again this year. Veyer did it in the year, and Olofsson did it for Veyer the other day. And guys are sticking for each other. And I'm very happy he scored the goal. Like you, he's he's well deserved, and he played really well tonight. He's been playing really well for us. You know, we've been short in boxes, and he's been stepping big goals in Winnipeg and big goal tonight. And he's always a physical presence and brings a lot of life to the party, which we like a lot. So, you know, I'm very happy that you guys noticed it, and you know, I think the whole team appreciates that.